Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And today I am so excited because we get to focus on both wellness and beauty with today's guest, Dr. Rahi. Dr. Rahi is unique in her field because she not only focuses on integrative medicine, but also on aesthetics. I thought that this combination was so interesting. I could not wait to talk to her, and I think you're going to be really interested to hear what she says in this episode about the things that actually impact our beauty and how we can be doing things proactively to not only stay healthy from the inside out, but also to look good, which I think is pretty fun. But before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you what we've got going on in Patreon, because it's the most wonderful time of the year in Patreon, and no, I'm not talking about Christmas. I am talking about New Year's planning. You guys, this is my sweet spot. This is where I really shine because I am a planner to the core, and I have come up with an entire PDF guide and Trello board template to help you plan out your New Year's goals in a little bit different way this year, because let's face it, 2020 has been a dumpster fire, and we have to think about things differently going into 2021 as we're planning, because there's still so much uncertainty. I have created a very solid guide to help you do just that and focus on the daily practices that you want to incorporate, more so than the bigger goals that are a lot harder to define in today's world. So if you want all the goods on that, you're going to want to come over and join us in Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/livewelltogether, you can join our amazing community and not only get those free resources, but also have step-by-step guidance from me, be able to interact with me and the other amazing ladies in the group. We've got accountability groups set up. We've got daily live shows, which are just a ton of fun. We are really going to be taking the time in January to track how we're doing, how we are feeling in the moment, what we're accomplishing, so that we can actually look back and say, hey, I did do some stuff, when sometimes you get to the end of the month and you just think, well, that was a bust. Well, you're not going to feel that way anymore, because we have got this step-by-step plan worked out, and we're all going to do it together, and we want you to join us. So again, come to patreon.com/livewelltogether, become a part of the group, it's a fabulous community, and just start off your 2021 on the right foot this year. There's never been a better time to live well anyway, so come join us. All right, without further ado, here is today's episode with Dr. Rahi. Welcome, Dr. Rahi.
Thank you.
I have been so looking forward to having you on the show. You know, as I kind of mentioned before we got rolling, I changed the trajectory of the podcast this past fall and wanted to incorporate a lot more about wellness and beauty. But when you're changing things, you still kind of get proposals from the old kind of guests that you have on. And so yeah. I was like, how am I going to find the people that I want to have on my show? And then they approached me about you. I was like, it's perfect. It's exactly what I'm looking for. So thank you so much.
Great. I'm excited.
So for people who don't know who you are, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Dr. Rahi. I am a specialist in aesthetics and integrative medicine, what I call integrative aesthetics. And I have a location in Beverly Hills and a location in New York.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that you had the New York location too. That's very fun.
Yes. It's okay. Been going on for several months, and I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love this idea that you have where it's not just aesthetics and it's not just like the integrative medicine approach. It's this holistic idea of how you are coming at longevity and beauty. And I'm just wondering how you even got there in the first place, because I think from what I've seen, you know, that's largely kind of a rare way to come at this whole idea.
Yes, it is rare. I don't actually know anybody else that integrative aesthetics. I believe that health and wellness starts from the inside and it, you know, exudes itself on the outside. And so it's, you want to look good. You really have to like put focus into your health and wellness first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And so I do a lot of like, I do a more holistic approach to aesthetics in my office, and I try to use the most minimally invasive procedures to get the best results.
I love that. So when you were in medical school and you were figuring it all out, how did this idea even come to you?
Well, in medical school, I had no intention of doing this. I didn't even, you know, realize that this was a path that I, like the path of like health, wellness, vitality. I didn't realize that that was an option. So traditional medical school teaches you how to treat disease. Mm-hmm. And as I was going through med school and residency, I realized that I wanted to prevent disease. So I found the integrative medicine fellowship. They're the first one in the country was at the University of Arizona. And I did the fellowship in that. And I was always interested in aesthetics just for myself and, you know, for my friends. And I started doing courses in aesthetics. And I just realized that I had a talent for, and I had a good eye for the, you know, like an aesthetics result. And so I, you know, that area of the business blossomed and I mm-hmm. kind of merged my training in integrative medicine with my aesthetics training and created this practice where I merged the two and I approach patients, you know, from a very like integrative perspective.
I love that. I absolutely love that because of course we all want to look good. I mean, that's kind of a given, but if you don't acknowledge those underlying things, the things about our actual health, and like you were saying, being preventative instead of just trying to treat things that have already happened, I think that is so important that we are on top of that for ourselves and we get to know our own bodies that way.
Yeah, it's very, very empowering to learn your own body and learn how to make it function better and how to be the healthiest that you can be. I think I feel healthier now. I'm in my 30s than I felt when I was in my 20s. And I've always generally been pretty healthy. I've always eaten pretty fresh, healthy foods overall. But I think once you kind of dive deeper and learn more about the body and how to properly supplement it and how to properly make it, you know, energized, then you can like live really well.
Yes, I completely agree. I think I've done so much more in my 30s to try to stay on top of my health and really figure out what my body responds to and what it doesn't, and supplements that are like high quality and are going to target the things that I need. And I notice you say on your website, you use this term, and I've known it for the past couple of years, but I think a lot of people are still pretty unfamiliar with it. And that's biohacking. Would you just kind of explain what that is?
Biohacking is basically trying to do what it takes for your body to live optimally. So, whether it's taking supplements or, you know, doing a specific type of workout or, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do, but it's really understanding your body and using technology and using science to help you live better.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing when you get into some of those things. I feel like it's just been exploding over the past few years, which has got to be helping out your business, I would assume.
Yeah, totally. I think people are understanding the concept of prevention and understanding the concept of living healthy. Sorry, can you hear my dog in the background?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Sorry. She's funny.
It happens.
So when I think we've gotten to the point with, you know, in humanity where we now know how to like understand our bodies better and optimize our bodies better. Mm-hmm. You know, we've come so far from where we were before to now, you know, as technology advances, so does healthcare and so does prevention.
Yeah, for sure. So for somebody who's walking into your office for the first time, kind of where do you start?
Well, it depends on, you know, everyone is an individual and it depends on what the specific complaints are.
Sure.
But I think in general, how I approach a patient is, you know, take a good intake and a good history and figure out what, you know, it is their lifestyle, their diet, their sleep patterns, their connection with other people in their lives. And once you sort of piece together the person as a whole, then I like to also add some lab work. I think that's always very helpful. Just seeing, you know, if there's anything absolutely off in your blood, like hormones or vitamin levels, that, you know, these levels have been traditionally neglected, by a traditional, you know, primary doctor. And that's unfortunate because, you know, replenishing, you know, essential vitamins and minerals and nutrients, is so important for a well-functioning, high-functioning body, like, and mind. So really you're improving the quality of your mind and the quality of your body, you know, by just, you know, doing daily things to take care of yourself. And that's what it is. Self-care is a daily routine and you just have to commit to it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It can be hard to figure out what your kids want for Christmas. We're always slyly listening for clues as to what they want, especially if you want to buy your kids books, to know what books are actually going to fit their interest and be good quality and be interesting to them. It's super tricky. But this entire crazy year, your little ones have been practically yelling what they want. They want adventure, laughter, camaraderie, and normalcy. That's why they need Literati Kids. Literati Kids is a subscription book club that sends five beautiful children's books to your door each month, handpicked by experts. So helpful. Literati Kids has book clubs for children ages 0 to 12, and each club has age-appropriate selections tailored to what your child needs. It is so tough sorting through the millions of kids' books released every year, trying to find rich, engaging stories for your child, but Literati takes care of that. I have been so impressed with this box. My daughter Emerson has gotten it for the last 2 months, and she has literally loved every single book that's come. Even ones where she was like, I don't know. As soon as we read the description, she was all in, and it has been so exciting to see her get excited about reading because she's got fresh, fun, new material. Every month, you'll get a box of five expertly chosen kids' books with themes like mystery, adventure, STEM, and history. These are soul-enriching books handpicked by leaders in child education. And in addition to these incredible books, your child will receive artwork from world-renowned artists, personalized stickers, and other fun goodies in each monthly box. You won't get this kind of expert curation anywhere else. Gift subscriptions are available for 1, 3, 6, or 12 months of books. It's a great way to keep the holiday magic going through all of 2021, whether you're gifting a niece, a grandson, a friend's child, or your own. So go to literati.com/livewell for 25% off your first two orders and pick your kids' book club gift today. Remember, no one else has kids' book clubs like these. Only at literati.com/livewell can you get 25% off your first two orders and receive five incredible kids books curated by experts delivered to your door every month. That's literati.com/livewell. Make your little one's holiday season unforgettable this year and last all the year long. literati.com/livewell. I want to talk about this hormones thing for women, because I think that largely there's a misnomer that you can like not really do anything about it. Or I even went in recently to a midwife who said, well, we could test your hormones, but they're different every day of the month. So we're not going to get a good picture on what your hormones are actually doing. Yeah. So you're just kind of out of luck.
That's not true at all. So that's unfortunate that you weren't able to get your labs checked. Or maybe fortunate because then you can come to me. So hormones do fluctuate every day. Our body is constantly fluctuating. You know, our cortisol level can be different in the morning versus the evening. And that usually indicates like the level of stress in the body. You know, certain hormones are released at different times of the day, you know, at night, like melatonin is a common hormone that, you know, a lot of people have heard of that helps you with sleep and, you know, and like I said, the cortisol is higher in the morning, melatonin higher at night. That's one example, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't check your levels, because there's other hormones like the thyroid. Vitamin D is also considered a hormone as well as a vitamin. So, you know, there's certain levels that don't fluctuate as rapidly, but it, you know, as long as you know the time of day that you're checking it, it's so, you know, if it's like checked in the morning, then you can, you know, you'll be more mindful of where the cortisol is at, you know, if you check that level. So it depends, and it varies person to person again. And, but definitely a good idea to check your hormones.
And what about the more specific, like female hormones, when we're talking about estrogen and progesterone and those sorts of things? Are you able to get a clear picture on that, even though it changes throughout the month?
Yes, you are able to get a clear picture of estrogen, progesterone. It does fluctuate throughout the month. Both of them do. And then there's also testosterone, which is actually, you know, a lot of people think of it as the hormone only found in men, but it's actually the most common, you know, it's found in women too at a different level. You know, women need it just as much as men do. Obviously like appropriate dosing for women. And we need it just as much as men do for vitality and energy. And so, ensuring that your testosterone levels as a female, are within the normal limits for what a female should be is really important too. And there's ways that you can do this naturally. There's ways that you could do this with, bioidentical hormone supplementation. But again, it varies person to person. You really have to see where you're at, and then, you know, adjust accordingly.
That's so interesting, because I think a lot of people just, yeah, don't figure that they could do anything about it, or yeah, to even hear about the testosterone thing. I think that's one of those things we need to be more aware of that we probably haven't heard as much about before.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess this is like not stuff that is traditionally like taught, or people are traditionally learn this, which is unfortunate, because it's, you know, yes, you don't want to get sick. You don't want to get any, you know, you don't want to live your life with chronic illness, but you also do want to live your life optimally too. So, you know, that gray line between being kind of ill and then being super energetic and full of life. So there's that gray line, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are living in that gray line. And so how do we go more towards like optimal living, and then you know, not and focus on, you know, living the most optimal you, and that way you'll likely not have any chronic conditions.
Yeah. Well, and at what age do you think people should start getting like these hormone levels checked and that sort of thing?
So it depends, again, because hormones, it's not only about your age. It's also about your lifestyle, your environment. You know, if you know, certain environments can, you know, trigger people's hormonal responses differently. And if you're like in a high stress situation, or if you're eating really poorly, that can really, you know, poor diets can mess up your hormones. I think the answer is more like, you know, as an adult, you should just be mindful of your health and consider blood work one or two times a year. And I would just follow up with an integrative practitioner and just keep that part of your routine. And that way you kind of have somebody there helping you maintain your health.
Yes. I think that is so important, because a lot of times, especially I think the audience that we're speaking to today is largely moms and people who are busy and have a lot of things on their plate. And well, 2020 has just been stressful for all of us. And so we oftentimes put ourselves on the back burner, but getting to that point where we realize, sorry, my voice is so bad, you guys. Here I am doing a health show and I've got laryngitis. Oh. Getting to that point where we realize that taking care of our own bodies is really going to be one of the biggest favors that we can do to our families and do to our, like for ourselves, to even just reduce our stress of taking care of ourselves, I think is a big hurdle that a lot of us need to get over, but is so important.
Yeah. I mean, It is, and it would be great if everyone, you know, in school or somewhere learned basics of like health. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're not taught that.
Yeah.
But we should be taught basics, and also, you know, basics of how to connect better with your body. I feel like I connect better with my body when I do a lot of yoga and when I work out. So, but we should all try to learn that, because it's possible for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we've mentioned the stress reduction thing, and I know that that is a huge one for so many people right now. And you talk about that being really impactful on our health, that it can affect our hormones, all that sort of thing. What are some of the things that you tell your clients to help them to deal with those stressors in their life to kind of overcome things? I mean, like, I'm coming out of like 3 years of a brutal divorce and abusive marriage before that. And it's okay. It's okay. Awful. It's, you know, it happens, you move on, but it's been stressful regardless of, you know, how well you try to, you know, live well anyway. But that has been a thing. And so I felt like, well, that could definitely affect my stress levels. And so I'm just wondering, what do you tell clients? How do you help them kind of deal with some of those things?
How to deal with just life situations.
Well, yeah. How to minimize the stress, how to minimize the effect on their bodies when they're in a situation where they can't really change it, you know?
Yeah. So I get that. Like, I've been in situations where I wasn't able to change certain things about my life. And that can be tough. But my thing would be to start with a daily meditation. I find that really helps center your day and take life day by day. I find that taking life day by day is very helpful, and like breath by breath.
Yeah.
But if you're really in a dangerous situation where you don't feel uncomfortable, I do recommend trying to get out of that situation. And if, you know, trying to, you know, ultimately come up with a plan for yourself, you know, cause I believe that everyone deserves to have a comfortable, happy life. And so, but really focusing on the day and the breath and the moment really helps center me. And like, if I feel like I'm in a position where I am not happy or something, that helps bring me back to like, you know, feeling okay.
Yeah. I think that's really good advice. And sometimes that is all you can do, is take it day by day, for sure. Now, you also mentioned sleep. And I think across the board, we get a lot of like, well, you should just get 8 hours. But then I hear some people saying, well, I don't need that much, or I need way more. Like, what is your opinion on sleep? How do we get the best sleep possible? How is that going to impact us?
Okay, so sleep is super important. A healthy, good night's rest is vital to your like mental health, your physical health. It's vital for, you know, your body to function better. So definitely be mindful of how you sleep. And there's so much that you can do to improve the quality of your sleep. Because I know a lot of people have problems with sleep, and I've had problems with sleep in the past, but I'm happy to say that I've been able to improve the quality of my sleep to the point where like I sleep so well every night now. And I'm so happy about that.
Nice.
So the best type of sleep is obviously at night when it's dark and, you know, you're awake during the day. So when I used to work in the hospital at night, it was just awful. It like really throws off your, that can, you know, working like night, like shift work, night shift work, it better be worth it. Like, they should be paying more. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, for sure.
Because it's really tough on your body, but it's still possible to do. But you know, there's different ways that you can balance your sleep. It varies person by person, and I feel like it's important to, you know, sit there and figure out the best ways that your sleep can improve. But it's a combination of supplements and ensuring that my sleep environment, like my bedroom, is ideal for sleep and not for anything else. I also like to sleep at the same time every night, wake up the same time every morning. So your body gets into that habit, and habit, you know, our bodies like that habit. And yeah, sometimes I'll take melatonin. I love it. It works so well for me. Or magnesium. And, you know, sometimes I don't need any supplements at all and I can just fall asleep. And sometimes just like a little bit, just to like put me to sleep nicely. But really being mindful of your sleep. And again, it's, you know, person by person, and really figuring out where you're lacking in the sleep department and trying to improve that.
Yeah, makes a big difference. I know over the past year, especially, there have been certain times where it just seemed so rough, but doing those little things like taking the magnesium or taking the melatonin when I need it, it's worth it so that you can try to get that better night's sleep for sure.
Yeah, super worth it. And making sure, you know, you don't have a TV in your room, or like you don't have your cell phone close to you. Those are really important tricks too. And, you know, maybe getting blackout curtains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what you said. I think it can be so hard to view our bedrooms as that place that is only for sleep. But I think that's really interesting to view it that way.
My bedroom is only for sleep, actually. I don't do anything in my bedroom. But I know a lot of people watch TV, they'll eat, you know, like hang out with their friends. But I don't do anything but really sleep in my bedroom. So I associated with, you know, sleep.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting and helpful to definitely be thinking about that. Ladies, you know I love a good meal kit service. I mean, 2020 has been pretty overwhelming, and one of the things that has really gone out the window for me is wanting to do much in-depth cooking. So at any point where I can get a little bit of extra help with that and not turn to actually just going and getting us takeout, I am all on board. And that's why today I want to tell you about EveryPlate. Now, EveryPlate is different because it's America's best value meal kit. For a lot of you who feel like, well, I would love to get a meal kit service, but it's just not going to fit in my budget. With EveryPlate, it can actually work for you because one meal is the same price as one cup of coffee. So you can get the meals that you and your family will enjoy and your bank account will love delivered right to your door. Personally, I love that they are not only affordable for me as a single mom, but having all the ingredients dropped off at my door so I'm also saving so much time on going to the grocery store is a game changer. And the recipes come together in about 30 minutes, which is just about the cap of amount of time I want to be spending in the kitchen in the evening. Plus, in a very overwhelming year, I am so glad to not just have one more thing to have to decide. They do the work for me. They just send me the food and that's what I make, and I don't have to think about it. Their recipes are easy to follow. They're doing the meal planning, the shopping, and the prepping for you, taking all the time-consuming guesswork out of it, and you're never going to buy ingredients that you don't need. They're just going to send you what you actually need for the meal. And I thought this was really cool. EveryPlate now offsets 100% of their carbon emissions. If you're feeling overwhelmed like me, then EveryPlate is really a no-brainer, and you can get 3 weeks of EveryPlate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to EveryPlate.com and entering the code LIVEWELL3 at checkout. So again, that's 3 weeks of EveryPlate meals for only $2.99 per meal. Just go to EveryPlate.com and use the code LIVEWELL3. So we've talked about a lot of basics here that people can be doing to just kind of initially be working on their vitality, their stress reduction, sleep, hormones, eating well, all of those kinds of things. But if they're wanting to amp it up a level and really talk about like skincare and the way they're looking, what are some of those things that you recommend or some new? I know you mentioned in your website and in the email that I got about like thread lifts and radio frequency treatments and like all these things. I would love to hear more about those.
Yeah, I do a lot of minimally invasive procedures in the office and I love it. I think it's exciting and I'm able to help people feel better. And also, you know, a lot of the things that I do have health benefits, like physical health benefits, like improving the quality of your skin. And that's really important because you want your skin to be healthy. It is the largest organ we have in our bodies. So you want to ensure that that's taken care of. Mm-hmm. So focusing on skin health, focusing on, you know, trying to do whatever it takes to achieve that. And so I do a lot of procedures with threads, PDO threads, and radio frequency devices. I have one that's radio frequency with microneedling, and the other one that's radio frequency on its own. And just plain microneedling itself too. I do a lot of for improving the texture and quality of the skin by stimulating more collagen.
Okay. So will you just go more into like what a procedure like that is like and what kind of differences people can expect to see from getting something like that done?
Which one? Because I mentioned
both. Everything. You can go into all of them. I'm so curious. And I think a lot of moms are probably like, what even is a thread lift? Like, I don't even know what that is. Or, you know, what is radio frequency?
Oh, yeah. You know, my sister just gave birth and she's been texting me nonstop, like, when can I get threads? Because when you're like pregnant and breastfeeding, you can't really do anything other than microneedling. And I do recommend that you do that. You know, it's nice to take care of yourself when you're pregnant as well.
For sure.
So let's start with microneedling. It's okay. Basic. Basically what you're doing is you're creating micro trauma in the skin. The micro trauma stimulates your immune system to regenerate collagen production. And collagen is one of the foundational elements of your skin that helps keep your skin structure intact. And that's really important because, you know, as our skin breaks down, you're more prone to, you know, when it gets older, as our skin gets older, you're more prone to cuts and, you know, thinning of the skin and overall decreased protection of the skin. So doing things to stimulate collagen is really important. So microneedling is great. I just had a session last night. I'm obsessed with it. I've been doing it on my face and neck and parts of my entire body for like years now. And I've noticed such transformation of the quality of my skin and the pore size and, you know, scarring. It helps just like eliminate any like imperfection.
Mm-hmm. So for instance, like women who have really stretched out stomachs from having had 4 children, not that I'm speaking from experience.
It depends, you know, sometimes microneedling can help and sometimes you might want to go more heavy duty and do Morpheus, which is a combination of microneedling and radio frequency. So that's more effective. But it's the same concept, but you're adding the power of radio frequency, and radio frequency is very powerful in terms of helping with different rejuvenation procedures because it helps really stimulate that collagen and at different depths and at different energies, it can also help melt certain areas of fat. So like under your chin.
Mm-hmm.
So Morpheus is really good for the contour and the lift. And I say microneedling is good for overall like texture and both stimulate collagen.
Okay. Yeah. That's really interesting. I think that's one of like the biggest, just yesterday, my daughters were like, you're fit everywhere else, mom, but you have a squishy tummy. Like, thank you guys.
You can do threads in the tummy. You could do threads or made out of PDO. It's a polymer of sugars. It's basically the suture material that has been used for like years and years in the operating room. It's now been redesigned and designed to do lifting and also collagen stimulation. So these threads are inserted in the face and they provide like a bigger pull, and or anywhere in the body. Like you can lift your knees up, you could do like a small like little belly lift with the threads, and I've done it on, you know, many people who've given birth.
Yeah, I bet. So that's so interesting. I have never heard of this. So you just like, you like sew into a person's face? I don't even understand.
I mean, it kind of looks like sewing. So it's like, you know, merging. When I was little, my mom taught me how to sew. So it's merging my skills from sewing and my medicine skills and bringing it together.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've never heard of that before. That is so interesting. But these like minimally invasive things that you can do to just feel a little bit better about yourself, which I think a lot of people, I think sometimes this stuff gets like a bad rap where they're like, oh, I would never, you know, whatever. Well, guess what, ladies, you start to get into your late 30s and you start to reevaluate what you think about that. And I know I've definitely felt like, you know, I'm a little bit more willing to consider things.
Well, I think people like to judge. That's just basic.
True.
That's humans. And as long as we have an understanding, that's just what humans do. We'll get over it. But I think the second thing is like, you know, aesthetics has changed so much.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it was like really awful looking. And now it's refined and it's so nice. And I think it's just so like flawless now. Like the things that we could do with technology that we have. So yeah, I know there's people that are like probably being a little judgy about like, you know, body modification, but I don't know, people have been doing things to their bodies forever. Might as well like do things to like make your body feel better.
Yeah. And I think that there really is something behind feeling more confident when you walk into a room and being okay with the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you look, that's valid. And if it's stressing you out because you really don't like something about yourself, then do something about it. Like there's nothing wrong with that.
Seriously. Absolutely. Yeah. I 100% agree. And like self-care is super important. You know, if you want to live healthy and live, you know, a more optimal life, you have to like focus on yourself just as much as you focus on everyone around you. Yes. You have to focus also on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important. And we oftentimes put ourselves on the back burner. I love though.
Right?
Yeah, we do. We do.
I know.
Out of necessity, but sometimes I think we invalidate how helpful it can be if we just do a few little things for ourselves to be feeling more healthy and to be more confident in the way that we approach the world, for sure.
Well, I know that when I healed myself, I was able to become a better person in the life of, you know, I was a better presence in the life of those around me. So, you know, focusing on myself really paid off by also, you know, creating a positive environment for people around me as well.
Absolutely. And I thought it was interesting how you mentioned earlier, even in your intake assessment, you talk about the people in someone's life. Like, how have you seen that have an impact on people's health?
Well, it's so important. And I think, you know, I realized it for myself as well. Just, you know, as another human on the planet, how important, you know, human connection is and how important connecting with others, whether it's your family or, you know, significant other or your friends, but really having, you know, good connections with those around you is one of the most important parts of living a good, fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a lot of times we don't acknowledge just how impactful on our health and our mental well-being those things are, but they truly have a huge impact.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was in med school, like they teach you about, you know, disease, but we were never really taught about human connection and understanding each other, you know, connecting to each other. And that's what healing is. And that's what, you know, a good, healthy lifestyle includes is human connection. And, you know, getting more into the realm of integrative medicine really brought that out for me. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I was able to understand that and I can hopefully share that with all my patients.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can tell that a lot of doctors don't get that information just based on their bedside manner, but you know, it's good to be able to figure that out, especially as a caregiver.
I went the traditional route and it was, you know, really, unfulfilling. And I don't feel like I don't feel like I was helping heal and I don't feel like I was, healing myself too. Cause we all need a little feeling as humans. And so I had to make the change in my practice for myself and for like what I believe is right for my patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you did, because now you've got all this amazing knowledge and this approach to be able to bring to everyone that is so beneficial and I think we need to be more aware of.
Yeah, I agree.
Ladies, I love essential oils as much as the next person, but a lot of times when I would buy them, they would end up in my closet in a cute little case, not actually doing anything because I either wasn't sure what to do with them or I didn't have the time and energy to research recipes, to be adding them to make my own lotions and potions. Well, I have recently started receiving the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, and it is taking care of all of that, and I am absolutely loving it. It is so much fun. I can do it with my kids. We get to try out all kinds of new recipes every single month, new oils, and I feel more confident in using the essential oils that I now have on hand. I think that this would make a great Christmas present to give somebody else because it gives all year long, or to ask for because it's both practical and fun. So let me tell you what is in it. You get 4 pure essential oils and natural ingredients delivered to your doorstep. You use the easy-to-follow recipes to make 6 different products with the oils and ingredients found in the box, and then you enjoy the peace of mind that comes with using natural products that you know the ingredients of because you made them yourself. The Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box will help you gain the confidence and clarity in using essential oils to help make your home toxin-free. Plus, I love that these oils are 100% pure and they come from the best farms all over the world. Plus, their recipes are tried and tested by Simply Earth's in-house certified aromatherapists. The monthly recipe box has over 2,000 five-star reviews, and Simply Earth gives 13% of their profits to help end human trafficking. And you guys, the essential oils alone in this box would cost over $100 from other companies. But with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you get those 4 pure oils, plus the 6 recipes and extra ingredients for only $39. And when you subscribe, you get a free big bonus box with even more natural goodies. Using essential oils to support your wellness doesn't have to be overwhelming or expensive. Have fun making your home toxin-free or giving this as the perfect Christmas gift. Simply Earth's Essential Oil Recipe Box. Plus, get a free 80 milliliter diffuser when you subscribe using my URL, simplyearth.com/livewell. Again, go to simplyearth.com/livewell to subscribe and get your free 80 milliliter diffuser today. I want to go back just one second because you were talking about how minimally invasive things are now and how people can't really tell. And I do just want to tell this quick story if I can manage with my voice. But I have an aunt who in the 70s got a facelift. And it was so horrendous. She would just like wrap a scarf around her face. And my aunt and my grandma had to take my mom across our state over to Seattle to get like some medical treatments. And when they came back, they stopped at a rest stop. And these guys, it was kind of late, and they were starting to approach my grandma who was standing outside the car. And They didn't look very safe. And so my aunt got out of the car and they turned around and ran because it was so scary.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like that's how bad it used to be.
Well, yes, but also it's also facelifts require a lot of healing.
Yes.
So there's the swelling that can happen after the procedure. Yeah. And that, you know, like, but yeah, that's funny. But now, hopefully, with these more minimally invasive options, you know, facelifts will always be a thing, but maybe you'll need it a little bit later in life, or you might not ever get it. You know, you might be happy doing these minimally invasive procedures forever and letting yourself, you know, age gracefully, but you don't have to, you know, take it overboard.
Yes. It doesn't just have to all fall apart at once.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to all fall apart at once, and you also don't have to do something super drastic.
Yeah, well, I am all for that. We have talked a lot about just basic skincare and all of that sort of thing on the podcast this year, and just how important it is. I'm always shocked. I've been that person who, like,
ever since I started wearing makeup, wash my face religiously every night.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was something my mom instilled in me, and I am so grateful for it. But then talking to so many women who are like, oh, no, I don't have any sort of facial care routine. I don't know why, just because that wasn't what I did. I was like so shocked. So we have done this whole thing on the podcast, and I've challenged friends who now they're like, I can't go back because I'm so used to doing it. And it really does make such a difference in your skin, even doing these little things like washing your face and moisturizing and, you know, learning about different products. So when you take it to that next step, I think all the better.
Yeah, I love it. I love, you know, doing like a good morning routine and a good evening routine. It's so nice. It feels so good.
Is that something that you talk about at all in your practice, or is it more like the procedures and the health sort of stuff behind it?
Morning routines
or like facial care or like skin care, that kind of thing.
I've partnered with SkinCeuticals and CA Skin and this newer company called Blueline, and I only use what I think are like the best products for my skin, ensuring that, you know, I get like the hydration, the protection, and the rejuvenation, and there's different things that go along with it.
Yeah, for sure. Would you be willing to tell us like what your evening routine would be?
Yes. I will wash my face. Well, I'll take off my makeup first. And I usually use coconut oil as a makeup remover.
Okay.
I love it. Have you ever tried it?
I tried it the other day and I found it difficult to get off. I had been using a like a balm from pharmacy, and it just comes off really easy. And then I tried the coconut oil. I think because it was so different.
I need
to figure that out better.
I would put it on like a cotton piece of cotton.
Okay.
A tiny piece of cotton. And then you do have to be careful, because if you put too much on your eyelashes, you don't want it to get into your eyes. And that's the one thing, but I find that it really gets off everything like really well. Maybe just try one more time and see if it works.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
And then, I will wash my face, and I've been because I still get adult onset acne.
Sure.
Not that bad, but you know, once in a while it'll pop up, especially around my cycle. And so I use this really nice cleanser by SkinCeuticals. It's a LHA cleanser. It feels so luxurious when you put it on. It like has this like cooling effect, and you just like rub it on your face and you can feel it, you know. You can feel how clean your skin feels right after.
Oh, nice.
It's so nice. And then I'll follow it with a toner. It's this LHA one from SkinCeuticals. And then I will use a face serum, either the C Ferulic or there's another glycolic face serum. I don't remember the name off the top of my head. Or I'll use a collagen serum. So it depends if I have to do a procedure or not and where my skin's at. And then I'll follow it with a moisturizer, like a nighttime moisturizer. Well, actually the C Ferulic I'll usually put on in the morning. And then at night I'll probably put on more like the glycolic serum or the collagen, and then followed by a really nice night cream. And I've been using the one from Blueline, and it's really nice.
Nice. Well, this has all been like very, I don't know what the word, I can't think of the word right now. It's helped me to feel confident in my routine because it's very similar. So that makes me feel good.
I'd like to keep it simple. I mean, I know it didn't sound that simple, but I like to try new products, but not like overwhelm myself, but try to keep it, you know, simple morning and night. And you know, if I've recently had a procedure, to like be extra mindful.
Yeah, no, I love that. And to even thinking about putting the collagen on our skin and that sort of thing. Now, do you ever drink collagen? Do you think that is something that is helpful, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I have a new vegan collagen I just got from Whole Foods that I've been mixing with my coffee. It tastes nice. And then there is also this supplement called Biosil, B-I-O-S-I-L. It basically helps naturally regenerate collagen in your body. And that is actually vegan and as well. I don't eat any bovine products. So a lot of the traditional collagens have like bovine collagen. Mm-hmm. But I use those two. And then I also have hyaluronic acid, oral supplement that I take. It's from this Italian company called iLutech. I love it. It works really nicely. So I mix it up. I do supplements, oral, I do topical. I do everything.
I love it. That's so good to hear and just makes me feel more confident in what I've been doing. So I'm on the right track. Awesome. Okay. Well, as we are starting to wrap up our interview, I would love to hear just what a typical day looks like for you.
I'll wake up in the morning and I will walk my little puppy and I will probably do some sort of workout. Like this morning I did a workout called Bunda. It's almost like the workout uses a lot of weights. It was a group class. And then I somehow managed to find like a cup of coffee somewhere. And then I'll head into the office. And usually when I get to the office, I'll see patients and, you know, we'll work on, you know, different things with, you know, the practice. And it depends on the evening. But right now with COVID, I'm not really doing much other than just relaxing at home and reading. And, I started cooking a lot at the beginning of COVID, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
And what is one little way that you choose to live well anyway? Just like some little thing that you do that it kind of like especially makes you joyful or takes care of yourself in your day.
I think my almost daily workouts, either if it's yoga or if it's some sort of like workout that incorporates using weights or, I mean, I do so many different things. Pilates, I love Pilates. Okay. So working out is so important to me and like moving my body and connecting my mind to my body and understanding, you know, having that personal connection to my body is really important.
I love that. Now, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the whole deal here. My brain, I swear my brain is going with my voice. But I have some stock questions that I like to ask my first time guests and they're just fun, this or that kinds of things. So are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Oh my gosh, both. I use both. Okay.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to choose.
Essential oil diffuser.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
I think cloth.
Okay. City.
And I use more paper, but cloth is better for the environment.
It's true.
And it's also classier.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. City or country?
Depends on my mood. I live in the city and I love cities, but country when you're feeling, I'm more of a city girl, but country for just like relaxation.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Okay.
Paper or digital?
Oh my God, please make everything digital. I hate it. I get so much spam mail. Why do they send me all this stuff?
I know.
Paper.
Okay, shopping, as though we have a choice right now because we don't, but if it weren't a pandemic, would you rather shop online or in the store?
Online.
Okay. Okay, it's whatever time that you are making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Usually music.
Okay, and what is some of your favorite music to listen to?
I like such a wide range of music. I've been listening to George Michael all morning. His Christmas music.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I like such a wide range of music. I listen to a lot of like old school house or even some of the new stuff. And like, I listen to R&B, I listen to hip hop, I listen to country.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
When I got the little thing on Spotify that tells you like what you've listened to the most through the year, I was like mortified. Like, really? This is,
I know.
Jonas Brothers were at the top of my list. Like, what happened?
Oh my God, I know.
In my life this year.
Okay. Pop songs are really catchy.
I know. You just can't help yourself. And when you just need something to like, you know, liven up your life, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Okay, chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark.
Okay. Sports or no sports?
Sports.
Okay. Live broadcasting, like Instagram stories or Facebook Live, would you rather broadcast or watch?
I think I've broadcasted more than I've watched.
Okay.
But I guess I'm not sure. I haven't really watched, so I guess just broadcast.
Okay. Well, I think that's your answer.
But maybe, but now I'm like, maybe I should be watching other people's lives.
That's funny. Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Oh my gosh. The one that came to the top of my head that has been my favorite movie for so long is Love Actually. The one that
was.
Do you know that one?
Yes. Yes.
I just love that movie. I watch it every holiday season. It's a good movie.
It's one of those great ones to just get you in the mood for the holidays, for sure.
Yeah. I've already watched it once this year. I think I'll watch it a second time.
There you go. Okay. And last question, if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the crunchiness spectrum?
Gosh. I'd like to be higher, but I think I'm 5.
Okay. That's very respectable. That's very respectable. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, for dealing with my voice through this whole episode.
I'm totally fine.
Oh, well, I just appreciate you coming on and sharing your wealth of knowledge with us. I can't wait to just like keep diving into all of the stuff you were talking about. And I really appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I hope this information was useful. And I hope you can save yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully I get past this and get back to my normal, healthy self.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Wasn't that crazy interesting? I thought it was so inspiring to hear how Dr. Rahi actually talks about even the people that are involved in your life and how that affects your health, and that she takes into account things like supplements and food and everything that's actually, you know, also about the way that you look, but it starts with the way that you feel. I love her philosophy, and I can't wait to just keep learning more from her and following her on social media. And if you would like to find where she's at or get any more information about her, you can just swipe up in whatever app you're using to access our show notes, or go to MackenziePapa.com and click on podcast. We've got all the show notes there for all of the episodes that we do. All right, ladies, I will be back next week with the one and only Katie Duckett as we talk about our very favorites from the entire year. So it's a really fun, lighthearted episode as you're wrapping all those presents and getting ready for Christmas. It's going to be a really good time, and we can't wait for you to join us. And of course, we would love to have you come over and join us in Patreon as well by going to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Come be a part of the community and get your 2021 started off on the best foot forward. Come live well anyway with us. All right, until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.